Hey guys, welcome to this episode of Girl Talking Mas. I'm with my girl Annalie. Annalie and her baby that's almost ready to come
Oh
out.
yeah,
What
yes.
do you do?
She's here. December 18th.
December 18th, you guys.
Ooh.
I know, and
I
we want to welcome
know.
our girl Rebecca. Rebecca, thank you so much for
Yay.
joining us on Girl Talking
Hi. Thank you
Mas.
for having me.
We are so excited, and I think, like I just told you, like Annalie and I are both in the content creator space, and I think that that's just something that we try to continue to empower in our Girl Talking Mas family, and everybody's probably like, why do you guys interview so many content creators or anything? But literally, like, that's our job. Like, we might not have a physical product that we're selling, like all these other small businesses, which we are always trying to support as well. But support your content creators, y'all. Can we
Absolutely.
just start with
Yes.
that?
Absolutely. Yes.
Because, like, we are putting our links out there. We are, sharing our personal stories behind our vacations and our family and our whatever. And we're doing that so that you know that we're supporting these brands and you supporting those brands by, shopping at Target like you're going to anyway, or shopping at Amazon like you are anyway. Like, use our links and share our stuff. And that, like, they're just
Yes.
sharing. Like, it doesn't even cost you anything to share. So it's like,
Exactly.
so we are
Yes.
always open to supporting our fellow digital creators, especially, just because we are in that space ourselves. But I met you at our Dallas Impact content creator event.
Yes.
Literally, it was so much fun meeting you. And I was like, I'm in San Antonio. And you're like, I'm in San Antonio.
Me too. Yes, I'm like,
That's
where are my
crazy.
arms?
Which blew my mind, because I was like, I don't think I've ever met you at any of our local events, which kind of like made me think, like, this is what people think, this market's so oversaturated. And I don't think it is, because you're doing your
I don't
thing
think
and I'm
so
doing my thing,
either.
and we haven't even crossed paths yet,
Oh yeah,
until now.
I've heard
Because
people say that too, that it's like too saturated. I'm like, I don't think it is.
no,
I
because
don't
you're
think so
still, you're
either.
still doing your thing. You're making your money. Annalise doing her campaigns and doing her thing. And we all three have not crossed, but we're all three successful.
Exactly.
So it's like, where's the oversaturation at? I don't see it. But
Yeah.
we just wanted to learn more about you. I know you were starting to tell me about your background and your family. So just kind of like introduce yourself and just tell us what you're, who you're about. And
Okay. So my name is Rebecca King. Fun fact, King is my middle name. My parents decided to
okay.
give me that as a middle name. I was born in San Jose, California, so I'm a West Coaster, but I've been growing up most of my life here in San Antonio since I was about 8. So this really, feels like home now. I come from 100% Sinaloan blood. Both my parents are Ooh, from Sinaloa. nice.
Yes,
What?
I'm
Sinaloa in
very
the house.
house.
Yes, I'm very, very proud.
Love it.
And I come from, I'd say, like a long line of business owners and like entrepreneurs, because when we met in Dallas, I had mentioned to you that my great grandpa immigrated on a boat from China all the way to Mexico as a chef to
Yes.
establish one of the first restaurants in Sinaloa, Mexico, and then obviously my parents like immigrated to this country. And I
Yes.
think about those things, and I think, sometimes it's so easy to think like, oh, being an influencer is too challenging, or like it's not as, rewarding as like other jobs. And it's like, it can
For
be if you're
sure.
patient, right? And then I think
Yes.
about my parents and then my great grandparents and my grandparents and the things that they had to do to see success. And I'm like, man, and I'm over here complaining.
Yeah, and they're over here
Exactly.
going from a boat to Mexico to, like,
Yes.
and doing all this. Yeah, for sure.
So what made you decide to be a digital creator, and when did you start?
So I started in 2019 on TikTok, and the thing is, Oh, you were a TikTok baby
you're yes.
one. You were there from the
Yes.
beginning when everybody was blowing up.
Yes,
Yeah.
exactly. I have a best friend who's a teacher and she has a younger sister. So at that time, I believe she was maybe like around 15 years old, and she told me, like, you're so funny. I feel like, you should just make a TikTok. And jokingly, I was like, you know what? I am gonna make a TikTok, even though like I don't know how to
Jokingly.
put anything on there, or like how to even use that app. Because what a lot of people don't know is that previous to like my TikTok career, I didn't have social media. Like, I didn't
That's what I
have
was
an
going to ask you. So
Instagram.
you weren't on Instagram, you weren't doing anything else. You
Oh,
just opened up
wow.
TikTok and just started doing something.
Yeah, so
Holy
I
shit.
op exactly like I opened a TikTok, and you can still scroll all the way to the bottom, and the two friends that I'm telling you about are in my first like videos. And then once I got the hang of TikTok and I started scrolling like the For You page, me personally, right? This is coming from someone who's never been a digital creator, but to me, I was like, oh my God, like this is the perfect time to hop on and try to showcase like what you're good at. because I felt like I understood the algorithm like right away. I was like, oh, like I
For
think I know
sure.
what people wanna. So the first POV that I posted, which is point of view for anyone who might not know what that means, which is just kind of impersonating any type of point of view, and the person watching is getting the experience, right, of being the viewer.
Right.
The first one that I posted, it only got like 200 views the first day, but a week later, it started just blowing up. And within that week, I gained 10,000 followers, and then it grew to 25,000, 30,000, 50,000.
Holy shit.
And it just... I just kept posting like POVs, right? Because people, that's what people love to see. And
sure.
Before you know, I hit 1 million and it just went from there. And that's where I got signed to like a talent agency and everything.
Yeah. And that's what we wanted to talk to you about was how you kind of just grew that. But what was your first TikTok that you put out that did that for you? What was the POV?
It was a POV of being a cool mom in the year 2050. So yeah, like I was like cool moms in 2050, right? And I can't remember it word for word, but I know I was like, oh sweetie, for like your school project you should write about Kanye, he was such a great president, like, you know, throwing
oh
out like
my gosh,
the most
that's
random
funny.
Yeah, you know, and people really liked that. I always tried to do POVs of like what I think it would look like one day to be a cool mom or like a cool friend or a cool teacher. And then I just started doing more like POV, we all know this girl in the friend group. Like I also yes. got a lot of traction from impersonating the Kardashians, which is to be expected, you know,
yes.
because they're so famous and
yes.
people just ate that up. Like people loved my Kylie impersonations.
Oh my
and...
gosh. I can't wait to go check this out, Annalie. I gotta go see this.
I know. I'm like, I guess I want to ask too, like, how did you, so like, I got really, I guess, popular for doing POVs, like career ones, like all my stuff that's blown up is like career, whatever. But how did you transition? Like, right. Like, I'm trying to transition out of that, like, just like, it's cool, but I still want to do it, but I want to do other like POVs or like just other content.
Yeah.
But I realize that my audience really likes the career one, but I kind of want to transition out of it. So how did you like start, like, I guess, experimenting and seeing like that?
Oh God, I'm still experimenting. So I haven't been as active as I once was, like, you know, 6, 7, 8 months ago, but TikTok is very unforgiving when it comes to like trying to transition out of the content that made you go viral, which is why I tell people, like, if your goal is to become a creator on TikTok, you need to know exactly what it is that you want to talk about for the rest of your TikTok career, right? Unless you have that authority, like if you're like Charli D'Amelio or like Addison Rae, where you can literally post
anything.
Like a video of you eating a french fry and like it'll go viral. Like most of us don't have that type
literally.
Of like, yeah. And,
right.
And my team taught me that, like, you know, like post and like, you know, influencer authority is like a thing. So I think, man, and it's such a good question, because that's the question I think a lot of TikTokers are trying to figure out, like, how do I transition out of this? Because TikTok is so rigid, like they immediately can tell if you're posting a video that is like what your audience likes, and if it's not, they just do not push it.
Wow.
So I think it's, yeah, it's definitely frustrating. And dang, we're about to get into the tea right now, because now TikTok is like heavily pushing like us influencers to use TikTok shop, right?
Yes.
And they're
oh
like,
my God, so
that.
Much.
I noticed
it's
that.
So much.
And like they
everybody's talking about
stated.
TikTok shop. Do they tell
yes.
you that as a creator, as one of their creators, that you need to do that?
Yes, like they publicly
oh,
state it. And even in their emails, like they tell you, like, you know, we'll push your content more if you use like TikTok shop. And the thing is, like, this is public like information, but to actually like read it, you're like, okay, so what about the reason that like we started, right?
Mm-hmm.
When TikTok was
exactly.
literally just such, it was in its golden era, I think in like 2019 to like 2020, maybe like the COVID era was probably like the
yes.
golden.
Yes.
And
it
then
was so good. It was so
yes,
good.
Yes, it was. It was, I feel like that era of TikTok will never come back. And I think
mm-hmm.
that's just every social media platform, but it's
yeah,
because
that was
like,
its growth. That was its birth of it, I
yeah.
guess.
Yeah. But it's definitely like challenging, I guess, to try to incorporate your organic content that you want into. And don't like I definitely want to like dive more into TikTok shop, but I want it to be things that I genuinely like use in my everyday
For
life,
sure.
you know.
Same, same.
Right.
Yeah.
So, okay. So cool. So our question, the next one is, because you just mentioned how you're working with an agency and you have a team now. So your TikToks were basically like a funny, you were doing your funny POVs. You weren't promoting anything. You weren't sharing anything. You weren't doing links, anything like that, right?
No,
So
nothing.
how did you, so did your management agency kind of reach out to you because they saw you as one of the up and growing TikTokers on here and they wanted to
Yeah.
work with you? Is that how that happened?
Yeah, so I got reached out to by several agencies. Once
Really?
I started getting agencies approaching me once I passed like the 150K mark. I
Okay.
noticed that once I passed that, I started getting a lot of like business inquiries or stuff like that. But that's when I got my first agency that reached out to me. I looked into them and I just wasn't satisfied with like what I was seeing and stuff. So I just waited. And I think when I was around 500K, that's when the agency that I'm signed with now approached me, and I just immediately like clicked with like everyone, and it felt really right. I was like, this feels like an actual team, you know, like I don't feel like
Right.
a number when it comes to being with this agency. And my agency is actually like an official TikTok partner, so that's also really
Nice.
great. But I could not do it without them. Like, and it's crazy because my manager, he's like halfway across the world. I believe he's somewhere in like Europe right now, and he
Oh,
lives over
wow.
there, right? So it's like a virtual thing, but him and like his team, I have just been such like I've been with them, I believe, for almost like 3 years now.
Oh,
And
wow,
I
that's awesome.
yeah and like I
Nice.
have never felt the need to like switch over to another agency or like switch managers just because they're so great.
That is so cool. I love that they like that they kind of sought you out and you were able to get that. And I liked how you said you said no to a lot of agencies. What were some of the negotiations they were trying to put on you? Because I know you get to make obviously your money
Yeah.
through your TikTok app that comes directly to you, right? Are they
Yes.
key are and then are they making their money by booking you a deal that you need to promote? Is it like something like that? Or how are they getting compensated for representing you and then you using your platform to help grow?
Yes. So it's the industry standard for them to take 20%.
Okay.
So like brand deals that they sign me onto or like ads, anything like that, it's like a 20-20-80 thing, right? So that's how
Okay.
they obviously like make their income. And obviously they have other influencers too. Like it's not just me. But the things that I didn't like about other agencies was one of them specifically told me, and this was something I asked like very straight up. I was like, are you going to try to control my content in any way?
Yes,
And
that was
one
my
of
next
them
question.
does. Yeah, I won't put the name out there just because I don't want to get sued, but they were like, yeah,
Yeah.
like we are more strict about the people we represent, and like there's certain topics that you just cannot cover, like even political topics. Like they were like, we like
I
highly
mean,
advise
yeah.
staying away from that, and protecting your image. Like there was just little things that I was like, this doesn't feel right to me, right?
Genuine,
And
for sure.
the agency that I'm with now is completely the opposite. They're like, you do what you're good at, and we trust that.
I
That's
love that.
even when I've gone like 3 months without posting, right? Like they literally will just be reaching out like, hey, like, do you need anything? Do you need help? Do you need like ideas? Are you burnt out? And I'll be like, no, I'm just kind of like taking a break. And they're like, okay, that's fine. And like they don't mind, as opposed to other agencies will probably drop you like the second that you stop posting because you're no
Wow.
longer, you know what I mean?
That is so good. And I love that they're not even trying to control your content. So you have to be
Yeah.
careful. We have to be careful with the agencies that do ask us because
For
they're
sure.
to know that there's agencies that are not controlling content.
Yes,
Because sometimes
exactly.
you wonder, like, how much are they controlling? And they don't get to keep any of your TikTok money that comes directly to you, like from you make from
No.
views and all that's yours, right?
Yeah, or even if I book any type of brand deal completely on my own, like they don't take anything from that.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah.
So are you doing anything off of your Instagram too, or is it just TikTok?
So that's the thing, like I'm trying to get back on like the Instagram thing, and I'm trying to transition.
Instagram's so hard, man.
Instagram is so difficult. Like not so much, I guess, difficult, but it's constantly changing to where the second that you understand it and the algorithm is favoring you, it just like switches up again. And then like
Yes.
your views and everything just tanks and you're like, what's going on? And
Why?
I think it's very inconsistent. But I
Yeah.
would like to start posting more like I guess brandable content on Instagram. And that's the transition that I've been trying to figure out this year, actually.
That's
Yes.
awesome.
I think you said something really interesting. So like, is your management company specifically like pushing TikTok shop? Like, do you have those conversations with them? And since you say they don't really control like your content, which is amazing, like do they suggest the TikTok shop route, or are they just kind of like letting you go with whatever you know, are vibing with?
I haven't sat down in a meeting to talk specifically about TikTok shop with them, but they do always try to encourage us to at least get to know the new features because, at the end of the day, it is important to at least know how to use it or what it is,
For sure.
things like that, because there's a lot of different ways to make money on TikTok. Like it before it was TikTok Shop, I don't know if you guys got access to it was basically like a platform inside of TikTok where they would connect creators and brands, and
Yeah, I'm on yes.
you would create ads for them, and you wouldn't post them on your social media. They would
This
just like
UGC.
pay you for the views,
UGC.
basically.
Yes, there was a lot of UGC going on.
Yeah, and I did it for like 2 or 3 months, but once you start taking on a lot of those and you're just doing it, I guess, like for the money, like you do face like burnout because you're like, at this point, I'm just working for these brands and I'm no longer working for myself,
And you're
right?
not even posting anymore because you're not having to post the content.
And then TikTok Shop rolled around, and at first, I genuinely thought that it wasn't gonna like
Stick.
thrive,
Do well,
but
same.
it's a whole thing. Like, I have heard numbers from creators who are like on TikTok Shop, and it's actually like insane to me, like how much they're
No,
making.
yeah.
And
Like
I'm like,
I have a friend who like sells fajas, and like she's from my hometown, and like just like in the past month, like 6K selling fajas off of TikTok shop. Like, and she used to get her fajas, you know, like from a place, and then they would deliver them to her, and then she would sell them herself, and then now she transitioned everything to TikTok shop.
Crazy. It's crazy how, like, and this is something I love talking to people about. It's crazy to see in the last 10 years how much the internet has evolved and how much it continues to evolve. Because talking right a little bit about their rival, I guess we have to, like Meta, who is like the owner of Facebook and WhatsApp, Instagram, all of those platforms. I attended a virtual metaverse event recently where they're talking about, like uploading yourself onto the metaverse. And it's so crazy how the way that we're having this interview, at one point in time, we'll be able to be wearing a very thin, very modern headset. And with that headset, you guys will, it'll look like you're sitting right in front of me. And you guys will be able to see me, like, you know
Like
what
a
I mean?
hologram, yeah.
Yes, correct. And I was telling my sister, like, that was only a thing that they rolled out for like celebrities, right? Like who had passed away, maybe like Tupac,
Yes.
Shakur, Michael Jackson, and it was like a 10-minute thing, And now to think that all of us are gonna be able to
To
access
do
that
that. Can you
is
imagine,
like,
Annalie, we'll be sitting like you're sitting right here with me.
That'd be
Literally.
crazy.
Yeah, and
Lucy will
so
be like running by, like, what is going on?
and Mark Zuckerberg already conducted the first interview in the metaverse, right? And I'm not sure who the man was that was in this interview, but they're in two different points of the world and they're showing the perspective of like what they're seeing. And it's like, it's literally like them sitting in front of each other.
So when
And you
you're
can
watching
just,
it, it looks like they're sitting next to each other, but they're really
yeah.
not.
And that's
Oh,
what they're
shit.
experiencing as well. Like the glasses or whatever they're wearing, it's literally like they're seeing each other face to face.
Wow. Amazing. Can you imagine? Like, that's going to be something we'll be able to do soon.
And it's so like, so I'm a very like business mindset person. So I think, unfortunately, I think that is going to take a lot of jobs. But fortunately, right, for creators like us, imagine how easy it would be for us to, let's just like, for example, write like a course, like how to start a podcast, and you upload you teaching that course so that whoever purchases that course from you is literally like having you as a teacher. Physically, like not physically, but they're
Almost like
visually
you're right
seeing
there,
you.
right?
Yes, right. And I'm sure that that's going to make people be willing to pay more because it's,
For
you're
sure.
basically getting someone teaching you something right in front of you. So I think that's going to be really interesting to see like what creators come up with in the metaverse to monetize it, right? Because at the end of the day, that's Mark Zuckerberg's like intention is obviously like to monetize all of this.
For sure.
Wow. Yeah. That is so crazy. I have a TikTok question for you, and this is just going to kind of be like tear towards me. Like, Annalie's doing really good on TikTok and growing, mm-hmm. you know, consecutively. You obviously exploded within a week of, so you got your 30, 50, 100,000 followers within like days. Mm-hmm. So how do you think one that is like stuck, mm-hmm. me, like, you know, I know a lot of people that get stuck at like a certain, I'm gonna tell you, I'm bad. Like, I'm not even at my 1K yet. And I think it has to do with me being the type of content I was doing. And I think I was all over the place because I was doing like recipes and this and that. And I wasn't doing the whole funny thing. Like, you and Annalie are both doing like the funny comedy. POV comedy type of thing. And I'll do like lip sync funnies. But other than that, I haven't really put myself out there to do that. Do you think that's the niche that gets you your, like, is it the funny thing that kind of like that gets you the boost that you need to get up there? So or
the thing about comedy and why it does so well is because it's very likely to be shared, right? When someone finds something funny, they're going to send it to their friend. Or if they're watching a POV, that's like, you know, the drunk friend in the group, right? And everyone has that friend in their friend group, right? So they're going to send it to their group chat and be like, oh my God, this is so-and-so, or right? So I guess the comedy, or it doesn't even have to be comedy. It can be like shock factor. It has to be shareable. I tell people like-
Shareable, got it.
Yeah, if you're actually trying to grow like quickly, I would say like creating shareable content. And I think it's really important for personality to shine through on TikTok, right? Because people's attention span on TikTok is like ridiculously short. Mm-hmm. So you need to stand out from all of the hundreds of other videos that they're scrolling past, right? Like recently, right? Maybe like a year ago, we saw Alex Earl blow up. And she was just like a regular girl kind of like posting. But what a lot of people don't know is that she was posting for a long time before she blew up. But she just stayed consistent with showing like her personality and her real life, you know, and people found that to be relatable. She's no longer relatable because now she's like a celebrity. Right. But at that point, that's what gave her that virality, is that she was just so relatable and so like, you know, open and honest.
Are you having to kind of keep connection with your audience that you gained to be able to keep on getting the reciprocated likes and follows or shares or whatever? Like, are you going back and commenting? Mm-hmm. Are you going back and having the dialogue with whoever's commenting, that kind of thing?
Yeah, I definitely, like, especially in like my viral videos, I definitely would try to go in there, mm-hmm. and just reply to as many comments as I could, like the funny ones. I don't respond to like the hate ones, just because I'm like, I'm not gonna waste like a response on someone who doesn't support me when I could be responding to someone who does. Right. But good, yeah, job. Definitely. Or like, even when I would get the chance, when I first started on TikTok, I used to tell people like, if you DM me, I'll DM you back, right? And I used to DM back every single person that would reach out to me. Wow. And I would just thank them, right? But it obviously got to a volume where like, that's impossible.
For sure.
But the thing about, you know, your TikTok audience that a lot of people don't understand is creators who are getting a lot of views in their videos, it's not from their audience. It's from the For You page and from stuff. It's usually a very small amount of your audience that consistently like watches your videos, again, unless you have that type of like authority, like, you know, the bigger ones.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah.
And so like I had asked earlier like about the transition, because obviously like I'm pregnant. Like I like to say I'm a semi-retired party girl. Like I was that party girl. Now I'm about to have a baby. And so I'm kind of trying to transition my content. So for you, I guess, like with the family, like how has it been balancing your online life and your family life, like your real life and your online life? And then do you do family content, or how do you like navigate that world of having your family, you know, on the internet or online?
So this is, man, and it's such a challenging thing, because I feel like at the end of the day, most of our family members aren't on social media as much as we are. They're not as exposed out there. So to them, that's like too much. Like, I don't want to be put on the internet like that. You know, I don't want to like And at the end of the day, you just have to be respectful, you know, like there's nothing you can do about it. Sometimes I do think like, man, if I had more family members who were willing to be in like on camera when they're doing really funny things and stuff, but obviously like I have to respect their privacy. When it comes to a balance, I would definitely say like I talk to my mom about everything, like digital, everything that I do on social media, right? And obviously she has no social media or anything. She just logs on to like the TikTok like website to see my stuff. It's
How
so cute.
funny. Cute.
Yes. And she actually is like the person who keeps me very grounded because she tells me like at the end of the day, whether we choose to believe it or not, the internet could disappear from like one day to the next. They could ban TikTok. They could ban whatever it is that they want to ban, right? And so my mom tells me like you need to have, you know, something going on in your like physical life as well, not just like the digital life, which is why I do social media marketing in like my 9 to 5, which is something
Nice.
that I really, really enjoy. And you know, I try to keep a balance between that, like having like the corporate 9 to 5, but then also being like a digital creator. But it's really challenging for sure because like most people, right, have a normal 9 to 5, they have children, you're about to have a child, you know, so that takes up a lot of time. And then trying to squeeze in like being a creator, it's challenging for sure. And when it
I'm
comes to
like literally at
transitioning,
work right now. Like I'm at work in a conference room. That's
exactly.
funny.
Like, and that's something that people don't really see about like being an influencer, you know, a lot of people have negative things to say about the perks that influencers get. And I'm like, okay, but if you compare the perks that we get compared to the amount of work that we have to put in to even
Yes,
get
so
to those,
much.
I'm
So
like,
much.
it's not a perk anymore. It's just like, okay, like thank God I got like something out of it, you know? And
Right.
people are like, oh, like that must be nice. Like you just get paid to like take little selfies and stuff. And it's like you have no idea what goes on behind a brand deal, how many times you
Yes.
have to re-edit a video, how many times you have to resubmit, how much time that takes to set up. Like,
Resubmitting all the so yeah, like I just went to ACL. I live in Austin, but I worked with Coca-Cola, and so I was at ACL, and I was like, yeah, I'm kind of working. And they're like, oh, okay, you're working. And I was like, no, dude, like I had to get a few
Actually.
shots. Like I was actually working. And yeah, they paid for my me and my husband's ticket, but I was working,
Still,
you know, and like I had a good time. It was just like, yeah, like I had to
still
get
work.
what I needed to do.
Yeah, they're like thinking like, oh, you just get to go to a music festival and hang out with your husband all day, but you're like, no, I'm working. I'm getting the co you know, this content for
He's over here
Coca-Cola.
recording me.
Yeah,
He's over
exactly.
here working too.
And people don't see that. Like they don't see because that was me when I got invited to VidCon, right? To be like a
Oh,
featured creator.
nice.
Is
Nice.
like is there's so much that goes on behind the scenes where you have to be somewhere at a certain time. You have to talk to all the right people. You have to know where you're gonna enter. You have to know where you're gonna get to, how you're gonna get there, like what area it's in. And not only that, but a lot of brands are very like they're very anal about what they want you to post and how
Oh,
quickly they want you to
yes.
post it. So it's like when you're at these events, like you get to enjoy like maybe like half of it, but the other half you're thinking like, okay, I need to get good lighting. I need to see where I'm going to take this video. I need to make sure I have good signal so I can upload this at high quality, like all these things in your head. So it's like you're not even fully present at the event, you know?
Exactly.
Wow. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for sharing all this for one,
No,
because we
absolutely.
are super excited. So like you said, you're 9 to 5, you're doing social media marketing as your job
Yes, a social media marketing and social media manager
for
for a law firm. Yes.
Nice.
So you get to
Nice.
kind of
That's
still be
cool.
in the social media, but you're keeping your 9 to 5. You're doing all of the TikTok thing on the side.
Yes, and so that's actually like it's such an interesting talking about like transitions, right? I was like, why focus too much on transitioning to Instagram when I can transition to like a physical job and slowly start building, you know, like a portfolio of like companies I've worked with to one day hopefully build an agency. Like I try to think ahead, and it's all truly, truly thanks to my mom because my mother is like one of the smartest women I know for sure. And
Sounds
she
like it.
tells me the same thing. She's like, one day you're not going to want to post TikToks anymore. She's like, because she tells me the same thing. Like, you're, what if one day you have like children? She's like, or you're just like, I'm tired. Like, I don't want to anymore.
I'm
like,
tired. Yeah, this is it.
For whatever reason, she's like, you need to start like thinking about, you know, and that's where all of this started. Just like a conversation I had with my mom over some coffee.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, Rebecca, we are so happy that you joined us. I want you to tell everybody where they can follow you, where they can go see, we can go see all these absolutely. Amazing TikToks and how we can stay connected with you. But thank you so much for joining us, because we really appreciate you just like kind of sharing your journey and just giving us insight into the whole like TikTok world and how that happened for you. Because like I said, we are here to like support each other, and it just, absolutely. It means a lot.
Of course. And thank both of you for having me. I truly appreciate it. This is my first podcast interview. So yay! I'm really honored and I'm really excited. I'm like, oh my God, thank you. So everyone can follow me at its.rebeccaking, itsrebeccaking. That is on Instagram and TikTok, which is where I'm most active.
Yay. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much again. We got to stay connected. We have to get together since we're both in San Antonio.
Oh my God. Yes.
Or anything like
I
that.
Actually
that
would love that. I would love to just come and support and just be like, whoop, whoop, like we're here.
I love that.
Yes.
Thank you so much again for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye, guys.
Bye.